'Twas brillig, and the slivy toves did gyre and gimble in the waby. All mimsy were the bare groves, and mom wrasse out raby. Beware the jabberwock, my son. The jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the jub-jub bird, and shun the frumious bundersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the maxim foe he sought. He rested, so rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in uppish thought he stood, the jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumping back. And hast thou slain the jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, Callooh, Callay, he chortled, chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slivy toves did gyre and gimble in the waby. All mimsy were the bare groves, and mom wraths out gravy. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Oh, and I forgot to tell you. The Jabberwocky by Charles Ludwig Dodgson, a.k.a., or rather known as, Lewis Carroll. You see, Lewis Carroll, or Charles Ludwig Dodgson, was a brilliant, brilliant mathematician. In the company of men like Albert Einstein, etc., brilliant mathematician. He, along with Albert Einstein and a David Wigner, PhD of Stanford University, a mathematician, they all had something in common. They understood alternate realities. And later on, physicist Dr. Robert Gilmore, who wrote the book Charles Dodgson, couldn't. What Lewis Carroll couldn't write, though he wrote the book Alice in Wonderland, talking about two realities. Well, Dr. Robert Gilmore wrote a book, Alice in Quantum Land. Robert Gilmore, Alice in Quantum Land. And Wigner, Eugene Wigner, who I mentioned previous to Gilmore, gave his son a book that he considered to be one of the most two important books ever written, called The Bible. And in the book, the Bible is the only book, one of the only ways in which to understand two realities in quantum land. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God. So what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, So we are in a transient environment, an environment that is temporary. When we die, we are transferred into an environment that is eternal, forever, never ending. We are just in the Bible. The early Christians said that we are just pilgrims. We are here for a while. And in the in a cold winter's day, you have just a breath. You see your breath, and in an instant, it is gone. This is our lives. We are but a vapor. Here for a second, gone. Two realities, two alternate realities. One eternal, one transient. I begin this way today. Everyone is covering basically everything I would like to cover, which I would love to cover what's happening in the Gaza Strip, what is happening in the political world, what's happening with Trump, what is coming to this country, what is already the judgments, punishments of an eternal world, bringing punishments to a temporal world. What is happening is now the world is in an environment of a new religion, a new way of thinking about things from a spiritual perspective. There are many, many thousands of religions, and out of the thousand, mankind is trying to find the true religion. And in the Bible, in quantum land, the Bible makes it clear. There is God Himself, Yahweh. Mankind is to refer to Yahweh as Father. Mankind, we are to always address Him as Father. The disciples asked Christ, "Teach us to pray." He said, "Pray in this manner. Beginning, Our Father who art in heaven." This Yahweh, when we address Him, we address Him as Father. Then, well, I'll come back in just a few minutes. The new world religion, the spiritual world that is coming, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, "For our sake, He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
So these great mathematicians, David Wigner of Stanford University, Charles Ludwig Dodgson, Albert Einstein, and American physicist Dr. Robert Gilmore, they all understood two realities, one temporal, one eternal. They had no way. It was difficult to explain to mankind these two realities. Christ, at his coming, one of the first things he did when he began his ministry, he went into the countryside where people who were demon-possessed, who were out of the, they were their minds, they couldn't think, they were demon-possessed, they weren't in their right mind. And what did Christ do? In the temporal world, he took the spiritual principles of an eternal world and the power of an eternal world, because he was God himself. He went and cast these spirits out of people. And they were made whole, and meaning they came to their right mind. So they were to the normal human reasoning abilities God gave mankind mentally. Legion, 100 demons. Christ took the authority, casting out all of these demons out of this man. He was presenting to the crowds and the disciples that were with him, he could cast out one demon, Mary Magdalene, 7 demons, Legion, 100 demons. There is no restricting God's eternal power. His eternal power can heal. There can be small miracles or major miracles. The demons have no effect on the power that Christ was presenting to the world at that time. Christ is coming once again, and even in the time that we're living in, the eternal power of God is being represented. His power is being made known once again. Once again, his power is being made known. We are now in the time where Christ said all the mysteries, everything that has been hidden, there will be no more, everything will be revealed to mankind. The mysteries of God are going to be revealed. What has been hidden by God from man's understanding and knowledge is going to be now revealed. We have moved into, we are in the decade, the final decade before Christ returns. And this decade, according to the teachings of Christ, the prophets, and the and of Israel in the Old Testament, the disciples who became the apostles, all scripture that is speaking to our generation states that in the last 10 years before Christ returns, it would be just like when Christ came the first time. There was a spiritual upheaval. There was a shaking that took place spiritually. God shook the gods of Greece and Rome, the traditions of the priests of Israel, He shook religion. He introduced true religion. That has not changed for the last 2,000 years. Through his seven lampstands, he has continued to present true religion, the belief in Father. Remember, we are to address Yahweh as Father. Now the world, God is going to, in this next decade, once again present himself through his people, the born-again people, not through the religions in general, not through the power that it will be in the religions, in secret societies. God is going to reveal himself, who he is, to the nations. We're at the point where now there is a rise in Antichrist religions. Every religion, every belief system that is in opposition to Judeo-Christianity is Antichrist. They are seeking someone who can help. Again, we're at the beginning of the rise of anti-Christian religion, an abandonment of Christ as God, a Christianity. Mankind is ready to accept any alternative, even the belief in nothing, no God, or power, only the belief in ourselves, deity, or theos within man. They believe we can coexist with any religion or belief system except Judeo-Christian thought, a belief in one creator. This is the world presently, especially in the United States of America. They are looking for, the world is seeking a Messiah. They're looking for some way, someone, anything that could bring hope to the world. Not a true Messiah like Christ, but an alternative, an individual, a system, looking to technology, to entities, or even willing to listen to demons, science, etc. As a culture, the United States, we are spiritually empty. We're very dangerously open to change, any change that is going to offer a solution to the present problems in this country, the political world, our border problems, the economy, and a new possible cashless system with the people in the cities living on the streets, street homelessness, crime, sickness. Everybody's sick. Christ said in the time the world would be unwell, unhealthy, sick, cancer, heart problems, lung problems, diabetes. It goes on and on and on. If you want to invest, invest in the medical profession, because there are more people needing help, medical help, than ever before. I wouldn't want to spend 8 years in a practice to become a physician, because you're not going to make much money unless you are willing to kill people. Surveillance. What are we going to do about how we're being surveilled? What about rigged elections? I don't even have time to keep on. I don't have the time to just keep presenting what is wrong with our society. But this country, right now, presently, we are dangerously open. And when you're open in your heart, when you open your heart to whatever, it's like opening the door on a cold day. The elements, the wind, the snow, is going to shock you. We as a society are now open spiritually to whatever is available, what is out there that can remedy all the problems. I say it's going to be a new political system, which is going to have a very deep religious component to it. I say that because in the book of Revelation chapter 13, in the kingdom of the coming beast and the false prophet, it's not just a system of practicality. It is a system of deep demonic religions. It's a religious system. You can't buy, you can't sell, unless you take the mark of the beast, have the number of the name, or worship an image. Worship. This word worship in Revelation 13 is very serious. Because right now, everybody they do want to worship, whether it be God, whether it be man, science, technology, AI, artificial intelligence. Mankind is now presently seeking, like never before, eternal life, and believing that they're going to bring about eternal life through technology. This is worship of technology. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wires' Del Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
In the 60s, we left the age of Aquarius, we left the age of Pisces and entered a new season, the age of Aquarius. Now, with Charles Ludwig Dodgson, a.k.a. Lewis Carroll, "Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch." Jabberwocky. Did he see something down the rabbit hole spiritually, and this is why he wrote this poem? Something in another dimension coming? Did he see spirits? Did he see demons? Did he see angels, fallen angels? Was he able to understand through mathematics that world? The same with Einstein. Einstein talked about it. Einstein, I think I'll read to you what I think he said. Let me find it. He said, Albert Einstein stated, spooky action at a distance. Spooky action at a distance. Quantum entanglement. Did these men, through physics, mathematics, see something in the eternal world that frightened them to death? Trying to remember which of the four men said that what he saw was, let's see what he said. Oh boy. It shook his world. And it should shake our world too. What is coming to this world during the rule and the empire of Antichrist, don't be open to accept a porridge and lose your eternal soul. These men are talking about eternity. They see something down the rabbit hole, and the only way that Lewis Carroll could explain it was to write the book Alice in Wonderland. And as the gentleman eventually, through doing tests, quantum physics, he realized there are two realities. He wrote the book Alice in Quantum Land, Robert Gilmore. So they understand that the invisible world is eternal, but the invisible world affects the natural world. And this is the New Age movement. These people in the world of crystals and seances and spells and voodoo and hypnotism and opening the soul to the power within, the God within, Theos within. These people are trying to bring and tap what is in the eternal world and make expressways into this world. There's an individual by the name of Nikola Tesla. Nikola was able to see the principles in that world, and he brought those principles and made them reality in this world. And through Nikola Tesla bringing the reality of what he saw in mathematics and science, I'm speaking to you today through his technology. This wasn't RCA and what was the guy's name, supposedly out of Italy, that Marconi? No. Marconi's a thief. Marconi was a robber. No different than what is his name that I can see his face. Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. Marconi was just like Zuckerberg, a thief. And there's no shame with these people. So because of Tesla's inventions that came from that world, which were forbidden to come from that world into the natural world, we have electricity at night, television 24 hours a day. We have Star Wars. We have satellites in space. We have the ability to look into the DNA and splice new DNA into existing DNA. We're able to take the strands and move strands and reconnect them at the DNA level. This was all Nikola Tesla. The geowars, geoengineering, on Sundays, the program with Geoengineering Watch, Dane Wigington, speaking about how they can change weather patterns, move, direct, steer, change the temperature within weather patterns. This is Nikola Tesla. This man his whole world was in the world of the occult. And he didn't care about bringing that technology to the world. And it's in the Bible. God said it would happen. It was written in the book of Revelation. And Nikola Tesla, you want to see the scope of Nikola Tesla's inventions? Go to the book of Revelation, chapter 13. That chapter, 13, speaks more about the technology, speaks more about the technology of our day than any other chapter in the Bible. It talks about bringing fire from heaven, witchcraft through technology, laser, fire that is hotter than the sun. This is Nikola Tesla technology going to be that will be used by the false prophet. In my opinion, Bill Gates. On behalf of, in my opinion, the beast, the first beast that rises out of the sea, Barack Obama. These men, I'll be back.
The Tree Farms Memorial Day Sale, now through Memorial Day. Get 25 to 30% off all sizes of shade trees, flowering trees, and fruit trees, including aspen, apple, cherry, maple, oak, and more. Three-year-old, six-foot-tall spring snow, fruitless crabapple trees, only $139.99 each. Now through Memorial Day at the Tree Farm. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
It's too bad I run out of minutes. When you have a thought that you want to present, something that is, I think, vital for the American people to know, you run out of minutes. I need hours. Going on with my thought. In empire, in a great kingdom at the end of the world that will be ruled by a coming beast and a false prophet. In this empire, it will be put together by sorcerers, by astrologers, by Chaldeans, people who understand witchcraft. The whole society directed by sorcerers. Egypt was directed by sorcerers, magicians, soothsayers. Ancient Babylon, soothsayers, sorcerers, stargazers, astrologers. It's no different today. England, Merlin, from England, the sorcerer to the queen, destroyed an armada, Spanish armada that was coming to attack England, the story goes. And England wasn't ready. And they called Merlin to cast his spell. And a great wind, a great storm arrived and sunk the Spanish ships. Myth or fiction? I believe it was myth or reality, I'm sorry. Fact or fiction? Fact. You cannot build a great empire like America without having sorcery involved. How can I say that? Well, let's look at the millions of little children that have been sacrificed. Every one was a sacrifice. When you see it using the terminology of their world, we see it just baby murder. They see it as baby sacrifice. Here in the land of the plumed serpent, the great empire, and there is a seat waiting to be occupied. No one's going to tell you the truth because they don't understand. You cannot understand what America is until you understand the Jabberwocky. Until you understand what Charles Ludwig Dodgson, a.k.a. Lewis Carroll, is stating. Until you look at the writings of David Wigner, Ph.D. He explained the intricacies of mathematical models. And he said that these questions were anchored in his mind since he was a young child. And he was asked a question, what book influenced you more than any other book? And he said, two books. Firstly, the Bible. Secondly, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. This man is not crazy. This man is brilliant. And the two most important books, the Bible, because the Bible talks about quantum land. No other book talks about quantum land so perfectly. A God in an eternal state who moves things in a temporal world, who is, his attention is centered on one creature, man himself. Yes, the animals. Yes, the bugs. Each creature had a specific purpose by design. The rattlesnake, the brown recluse, the rabbit. Every single creature known to man was designed by an intelligent individual known as Father. And every creature was used to keep harmony and balance in creation. And what is mankind doing presently? Destroying that balance, destroying that harmony. As much as I don't like rattlesnakes, they're needed. And here, because of an imbalance, I don't know if you watch YouTube, you look at the hog catastrophe, the wild hogs, pigs, swine, that are destroying millions and millions of acres of farmland every year. And in Canada, these people are so insane, they want a happy medium. We don't want to kill them all. We want to kill 50% of them. So the farmers that are losing, you know, vast income because these wild hogs are tearing up their cornfields, their wheat fields, are allowed to exist. The plague is not with the animals. It's with the thinking and the minds of men that have a fallen nature, a fallen reasoning, ability to reason. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
So with these four mathematicians, I was hoping to present a reality to you and to give you their thoughts on what is down the rabbit hole. And down the rabbit hole and how it's going to affect this country and the nation in the near present. There's going to be a change at this election season, and I don't think the American people are ready for what is going to change, what is going to happen. Looking down the rabbit hole into this reality, this nation, the sorcerers and the astrologers, the Chaldeans, have been working feverishly to bring in their reality, their prince of darkness. It's going to happen. Is it going to happen by the end of the year? Is Donald Trump going to be successful? Or is this country, are we going to a new political system? At some point, I don't think it can be a year and a half out, Barack Obama is going to return to the presidency, what we call the presidency. I don't know if it's going to be a year and a half from now, or will it be this coming election season? I'm presenting this to you so that you'll remember. There are two realities that we as humans can experience. If you are a born-again Christian, you experience two realities. If you are in the occult, you experience two realities. There is the world that you see, and there is the world of the unknown. And according to the scripture, every human being experiences that invisible world at some time during their lifetime. Some people more often than others. If things go bump in the night, if things move across the floor and nobody's there and you can't see anybody moving the object, that's a reality. Every human being has experiences of the hidden world. The way you can understand the hidden world, the invisible world, is through the Holy Bible. It's the only way you can understand it. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual forces, powers of darkness in the heavenly places. I tried to present a thought today. I may have to continue with the thought tomorrow. We'll see. But have a wonderful night, and watch out for the Jabberwock, because there is something out there, whether you want to believe it or not, that is out to get all of mankind. It's called Diablo. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m., KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Did you know that over